passages that people are passionate about. Now, we've looked at several, the Lord's Prayer, the Ten Commandments, the Love Chapter, and the Beatitudes. Here's one today, the Faith Chapter. There's a chapter in the Bible, it's Hebrews chapter 11, that's all about faith. And it takes faith, tells you what it is, but it tells about all these people that had faith. Boy, if we need anything, we need faith. Amen? So it's just a great chapter in the Bible. And it's just something you could just soak yourself with sometimes, settle down in there and read it and just eat it up. It's a pretty long chapter. We're going to look at most of it today. And I've written a few comments up here, but it's so long, I'm not going to say a whole lot. I'm going to read it and do what I can with it, but if we're going to make it, we got to go. Amen, here we go. The Faith Chapter. One of the favorite verses in the Bible to many people, Roger the Dodger Johnson, who does all my tech work and does all this stuff for us. This is Roger's favorite verse in the Bible. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Say that with me. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. My favorite verse in the Bible, which was, when I say favorite, you know, sort of a life verse, is Romans 8:28. That was my mama's, you know. Well, this happens to be Raj. This is one he likes. Whereas Dina is, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. That's Dina. Amen? So, anyway, but this happens to be Raj's. All right, here we go. Let's go with it. So, faith, the faith chapter. Faith is a substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. It's a substance of things hoped for. Substance. Substance. The word substance literally means, say it with me, to stand or support. So faith is the what? Faith is the support. Faith is what you have to stand on. Okay? Faith to a follower of Jesus is what a what? Say it with me. Is a foundation is to a house. Well, you don't have that faith. You ain't one of them faith people, are you? Well, if I didn't have no faith, I wouldn't have nothing. And you know, that's what you'll see a little bit later. That's what God requires of us is faith. I'm going to tell you what. That's what the builder is going to require of you, too. He's going to require you got to have a foundation on this house, people. Well, I want to save money. I don't want one of them. You know, I just want the bedrooms and the bathroom and the kitchen. Don't forget the kitchen. Well, you got to put a slab down there. Amen. This believing faith gives you confidence that what you're hoping for in Jesus Christ, say it with me, will be experienced. Now, a lot of people run off the rail here. They just think they can say something because they said it, quote, by faith, it's going to happen. Guys, that's not what the Bible teaches. Okay, if something's goofy, it's goofy, okay? All right, when you put a foundation in a house, you don't put all kinds of crazy stuff in it. There's a way to do it, and there's a way that's going to be firm, and it's going to be solid. You need to do that with your faith as well. But true faith in Jesus Christ, my friend, it will what? It will stand. It is what? It is solid. Good. And you can take it to what? To the bank. Baby, you are doing good today. You're helping me a lot. Thank you. So this is the faith chapter, the faith chapter. So faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. The evidence of things not seen. We looked at the word substance. What's the word evidence mean? Well, if substance is the foundation, the word evidence literally means what? Conviction. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence or the conviction of things I can't see. How can you make it in life when things are hard? Faith. How can you see your way through the mess even though you can't see your way through the mess? Faith. It's a conviction that I have that I will make it. This will pass. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Are you feeling it today? Powerful, powerful verse. It's a strong inward belief that what God has promised, say it with me, He will perform. Faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Evidence. The future becomes the present. This is a crazy statement right here. The future becomes the present, and the invisible becomes the... Let's say that again. The future becomes the... And the invisible becomes the... And again, I'm not talking about having faith to get you a new house or get you some more money. I generally think of this kind of situation in my life as when I've been hurt or when I've been down. I know I'm not going to stay down. I know I'm going to make it because Jesus Christ in me, the hope of glory. And though I can't see it, faith gives me my eyes to see my way out. Amen. And even if I ain't out, I can see out. Amen. Come on. So, crazy statement. Let's keep reading. Faith. We're talking about the faith chapter today. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. Did you know that? Through faith we understand that. You can believe in the Big Bang or you can believe in the Word of God. And you can understand clearly how this world was framed. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. What does that mean? God said, let there be light. There was nothing. God said, let there be light. And there was what? There was light. See, by faith, you can believe that. You didn't need something to make it. God was the something. Amen. Say. Faith enables us to see what others can't see. Faith enables us to do what others can't what? Do. We're talking about faith this morning. Hebrews 11:6. This is a powerful verse. But without faith it's impossible to please Him. For he that comes to God must believe that He is, that God is, and that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Without faith, without faith, without faith, you're dead in the water. In the Christian life, if you don't have faith, you're dead in the water. Okay? Without faith, the Bible says right here, it is impossible to please God. It is impossible to please God. You ain't got a dog's chance at pleasing God without believing in Him. And you know, that just goes to just human nature. Somebody doesn't believe in us. It's crippling. Amen? It's defeating. God says, how can I, you know, you're not going to have a relationship with me if you don't believe in me. If you're always second-guessing me. If right out of the gate, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, you go, well, that's a lie. How are you going to do that? If it says Jesus is the only way to God the Father, and it does all through the Bible, you say, yeah, but all roads lead to heaven. The point is, you can't do that. And not, you can do it all day till the cows come home. You can do it all the way to hell. But you won't please God. You won't please God. You have zero connection to God without what? You can't buy God with your money. He doesn't trade in money. Okay? In heaven, the asphalt in heaven's gold. You're giving Him some asphalt. Here's some asphalt, Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Come on. No, 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 no. The one thing God trades in is faith. That's the only currency God knows, faith. Did you know that? The only currency God knows is faith. Okay? So, you have zero connection to God without faith, for he that comes to God must what? If you're coming to God, how can I come to God? I grew up this way, and I've been bad, and I've done this, and I've done that, and I don't have what other people have, and I don't have the best education. Well, good. He didn't require any of that. He requires that you what? Believe. One more time. He requires that you what? Believe. And see, everybody can do that, can't they? Come on. And it's a requirement. For he that comes to God must believe. You must have total confidence and trust in Him for it to be what? Total trust. Total confidence. Boy, how many struggle with that sometimes? Can I see your hand? I do. I do. I do. I've always been a doer, get stuff done. I think I'm the worst type sometime, you know, when it comes to trusting God. Long period of my life, even though I was a pastor, I didn't want to bother God. You know, he's got plenty of problems with all these other people because I got problems with them. You know, but total confidence in God, total trust in God. And things have happened in my life and continue to happen in my life that he keeps working on me to get that total confidence out of me. Y'all hear me or not? That he is. That God is real. That God is creator. That God is holy. That God is Savior. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is. Do you believe that God is real? Do you believe that God is creator? Do you believe that God is holy? Do you believe that God is Savior? Amen. That's faith, baby. Well, I got me some faith. I got me a handkerchief the other night from the TV preacher. I'd rather you get this right here. Amen, say. And get it down in your heart. We always wanted the shortcut. Amen, we want the shortcut. Got me a cross around my neck. Hey, fine, I like them. Got the Jesus strong on. I like that. But there better be something behind this Jesus strong called faith. Amen? I can wear this all day. This is a reminder to engage my faith. Amen. Hope you're hearing today. And he is a rewarder. God confirms my faith in him in positive and tangible ways. He does it all the time. You know, unless you might not can see it, it might be because you don't have faith and eyes to see. You hear me today? Amen. Look for those things. Look for the things that he's revealing. Look at that. Look at what God did. Give him credit. When you have faith in him, he's going to reward you. But not to go kooky. Amen. Come on. Of them that diligently seek him. God wants me to pursue him as one who I what? How can you truly follow somebody if you don't believe in them? You might find you're failing and you're falling back all the time and you're falling off the wagon all the time and you're like a yo-yo up and down all the time. It might be if you truly checked out your faith and had the confidence in him that yo-yo-ville you live in might get steady. Amen? God wants to do that for you. The faith chapter. Amen. Now, others had it, and I appreciate your help. I'm feeling pretty sick up here this morning. I'm just letting you know in case you say, he looks sick. I'm confirming it, okay? Amen. Matter of fact, I'm going to do this if you don't mind. I think we'll live. We'll be all right. Let's see what I can do. I'm going to take this stool over here. Sit on it a minute. That might be throwing up on the stage. Amen. Here we go. This is something we can do together. Let's do it together. Others had it. Okay? So by faith, Abel, we're talking about people in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, the faith chapter. And now God runs down the list with us. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it, he being dead, he yet speaks to us today. So Abel, by faith, he offered the right what? Remember that. We're just going to run them down. Abel offered the right sacrifice. Enoch was translated that he should not see death. And was not found, because God translated him before his translation. He had this testimony that he pleased God. Enoch, by faith, he did what? He walked right with God. Matter of fact, he walked right on home with God. Amen. Keep looking. By faith, what I'm saying is all the stories you read in the Bible, and sorry, I'm turning my back on you. Y'all all right? I'm a big block, ain't I? All these heroes that you see in the Bible did it by what? Quit trying to get there some other way. Okay? These guys did it by faith. You're going to do it by faith. Okay? Look at this one. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, he moved with fear. He prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by what? Faith. So Noah, by faith, escaped the what? And saved the world, by the way. We're here today because of Noah. Can we thank Noah? Come on. Come on, Noah. Thanks. Appreciate you. How about this? By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, he obeyed. I like this line right here. And he went out, say it with me, not knowing where he was going. Boy, that takes some faith, doesn't it? Abraham, by faith, he followed in what? Are you seeing why this is such a great chapter? How many of these things are really us? And we're going to encounter these things in our life. How are we going to accomplish it? Faith. Faith. Faith in the Lord. Through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age. Really, really, really past age. Because she judged God faithful. She judged God faithful, who had what? He had promised. So Sarah, by faith, being barren, she gave what? Birth. We're just riding down through the scriptures this morning. Others had it. I need it. You need it. Faith. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, he blessed both the sons of Joseph, and he worshiped leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he died, he made mention of the departing of the children of Israel, and he gave commandments concerning his bones. He believed God so much, he said, don't you bury me over here. You take them bones to that promised land. What land? The promised land. Because God's faithful, and he will not lie. So you go ahead and drag these old bones with you. Amen? Come on. By faith, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph, by faith, did what? How do you see the future without being crazy? Crystal ballish, okay? It's not what we're talking about. Ouija boardy. We're not talking about that. How do you look into the future? By what? By faith. By faith. By faith. By faith. By faith. How many have ever said you were facing a big challenge in your life, but you said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. How many made it through that challenge? That's what I'm saying. By faith. By faith, Moses, when he was born, he was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child. And they were not afraid of the king's commandment. So Moses' parents, by faith, saved their baby's life. And who would have known what would happen with little Moses? Amen. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. That's pretty good life to live. Pharaoh's house. A prince. The prince of Egypt. He refused that. How? He refused it by faith. He chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Today, so often, faith is equated with prosperity and getting stuff and getting ahead. Moses was already way ahead. Since when did that happen in our church? Faith is also equated with suffering. Faith is equated with endurance. Faith is equated with making it through. Faith is equated with doing mission work. Faith is equated with selling things and giving it to others in need. Boy, it takes a lot of faith to take stuff you really like, sell it, and give it to somebody else. Did you hear me say? We hear a different gospel today where it's about getting, getting, getting. I think a lot of faith is needed in the church today to give, give, give. And to do, 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 and to go, go, go. Especially the American church. You hearing me today? Moses, by faith, through faith, a nation was what? Was delivered. Praise God. By faith, the walls of Jericho did what? Fell down after they were walked around how many days? Boy, that's the dumbest thing on the planet. We're going to march around these walls 7 days. They're going to fall down flat. Yep, because that's what God said would happen. Amen. I love these stories in the Bible. They all come about by what? And every one of us can have what? Faith. It's time to quit picking on yourself, feeling sorry for yourself. You can have the faith that Moses had, that Joshua had, that Joseph had, that Sarah had. Okay? Why not? That's what this is here for. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the foundation. It's the evidence, the conviction. Though I cannot see it, I believe. You can do that. I can do that. I love this chapter. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down flat. So Joshua, by faith, the city was what? Can we shout? One, two, three. Boom. Shout it down. Crazy. Can you imagine? Walking, walking, walking. Now y'all just go and shout. It's going to fall down. Oh, boy. Thank God it was on God, not the folk. Amen. By faith, the harlot or the prostitute, Rahab, perished not, with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. Rahab, by faith, who was a prostitute, her family and herself, they were saved. Because even though she was not a believer in this Jehovah God, she had heard of Jehovah God. She had heard of the might of the Jehovah God and his armies. And she said, hey, when y'all come back, you spare me. You spare me, I'll hide you. You spare me, and I'll hide a scarlet thread out my window. And that whole city fell down flat, but she was saved. Because of what? Was it because of her beautiful lifestyle? No, I don't think that did it. Okay? And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, of Barak, of Samson, of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets. Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, by faith, military leaders did what? They delivered Israel. God's saying, I could go on this all day. Look, guys that can't write, you know, the libraries of the world couldn't tell you things what has been done by faith. Okay? He's doing a pretty good job though right here, I'd say. Amen? Pretty convincing chapter, isn't it? How many, be honest, don't lie, either you never read this chapter or it's been a long, long time since you settled down with it like I'm doing with you this morning. Okay? Good. Should be encouraging, shouldn't it? Say, amen. We have the same thing to accomplish whatever it is in our life that they had. Greater is he that's in who? Than he that's in the world. Samuel and David, by faith, a shepherd became a king. The faith chapter, just walking through. By faith, who through faith they subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises. Say that last part with me. Stop the mouths of kingdoms subdued, right things were done, promises obtained, mouths of lions shut. Come on. But no, I can't do it. God's picking on me. You ever thought you're the problem? Come on. By faith, quench the violence of fire. Escape the edge of the sword. Out of weakness were made strong. Waxed valiant in fight. Turned to flight the armies of the aliens. So violence of fire was quenched. Believers escaped the edge of swords. Weakness became strength. Many waxed valiant in fight. Armies were what? By faith, by faith, by faith. Women received their dead, raised to life again. Others were tortured. I like this next line. Not accepting deliverance. That's pretty powerful, isn't it? Because of faith. That they might obtain a better what? Resurrection. Women received their dead. Many endured torture. Others had trial of cruel mockings, scourgings. Yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They endured imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn asunder. They were sawn in half. They didn't turn back on their faith. Faith is powerful, isn't it? They were tempted. They were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins. Followers of Jesus Christ being destitute, afflicted, tormented. How did they live a life like that? How did they make it? By what? By faith. Many endured temptation, death by sword, stone, or saw. Endured wandering in sheep and goat skins. They were destitute, afflicted, and tormented. I love this, one of my favorite verses in the Bible. Of whom the world was not worthy. Say that with me. Of whom the world? Of whom the world was not worthy. We make heroes out of preachers today and those that have the biggest audience. My hero is a woman named Ann Clark Riley, who served the Lord, my mama. Served faithfully. And later looked into the barrel of a .357 Magnum and took 6 shots. That's my hero. The world's not worthy of my mama. You hear me today? And the sufferings that people go through. I saw again last night how Christians are having their heads cut off by ISIS. They mark their houses Christian. In Oregon, the shooter said, "Are you a Christian?" If you answered yes, he shot you in the head. Wow. Faith. You listening to me? Faith. The world is not worthy. We don't know who we even walk among here in this country. The mighty men and women of faith. Mighty men and women of faith. We look at their clothes. We look at what they have. We can't see their faith, their heart. I'd say we're walking among people whom the world ain't worthy. You hear me? Come on. And these all, having obtained a good report, through what? How are you going to get a good report? Through what? Receive not the promise, but having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect or complete. All of these obtained a good report or a witness through faith. This is how they did it, through faith. All of these did this before who? Before Jesus. They did this before Jesus. And my question to you today is, how much more then will you and I be held accountable for our own faith in God? We have the Bible. We have Jesus Christ. We have churches like this that preach Jesus. We have each other, the Church of the Living God. How much more are we going to be accountable for our faith, guys? Are you listening to me today? We need to believe God. Without belief in God, you don't have a dog's chance. You are dead in the water. Doesn't matter what a church taught you. Without your faith in Jesus Christ, you will go to hell. You will perish. And you can say it till the cows come home, and you can point your finger in his face as long as you want and say he's an unjust God and a God who's just couldn't do that. I'm going to tell you something right now. Doesn't bother him. Okay? He gave his son for you. Do you believe in Jesus? Have you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ? That's the message of this chapter. How'd we do, Raj? Did we make it? Yay. Amen. Praise God. Let's thank God for the message this morning. We made it. Yay.